This is Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. I'm Sarah McCammon. Legislators had hoped to wrap up the legislative session last week, but they didn't quite make it. And to talk about why and what's left to do, I'm joined this morning by State House reporter Janine Beck.
Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. So what happened?
Well, it appeared Friday when they went home for the evening to watch the UNI basketball game that the wheels were greased. Things were going to get done Saturday quickly. But about midday Saturday, the wheels came off completely. And publicly, Democrats were blaming delays in drafting amendments and reprinting bills. But privately, it was clear that there were some major disagreements over the budget.
And so what are those sticking points?
Well, the big hang-up seems to be the reluctance by some lawmakers to borrow additional money for infrastructure and building projects. Last year, you may remember, at the governor's request, they approved $830 million in bonding for road construction and building projects across the state. It was the iJobs program. It was supposed to put people back to work and help the state rebuild after the floods. But it was in two phases, and $100 million of it was to be borrowed and spent this year. Now, here we are in the second year, and lawmakers are having second thoughts. iJobs has been a constant source of criticism by Republicans. It's not clear how many jobs it's created, and there are signs the economy is improving on its own. But while some Democrats have concern about this, the governor actually wants more money in bonding. The interest rate is better than expected. So he's saying, let's borrow an additional $45 million for a total of $150 million this year. House Democrats have heartburn over this, some of them. And so to make it more tolerable, they're going to add an amendment that would require quarterly reports on how it's being spent and how many jobs it's created.
And so what exactly would that money be spent on?
You know, it's everything from soil conservation to bridge repair to maintenance projects at the community colleges, even tourism projects. But the bulk of it is for flood prevention. There is significant money for Cedar Rapids and Linn County, money for Des Moines, Waterloo, Iowa City, even some smaller communities, Jessup, Belmont, Norwalk. Governor is really pressing hard for this. He's been meeting with majority Democrats, and he's been meeting them on their turf, going up behind the chambers and meeting with them late at night, even on the weekend. And in fact, I even saw him approach a freshman Republican Renee Schulte to ask for her support personally. Now, Republicans locked up against bonding last year and are expected to again this year. But she's from Cedar Rapids, and she's a freshman lawmaker, and he knows she's feeling some significant pressure from civic leaders in her own community to vote for that bill. So we'll see what happens.
So it sounds like lawmakers spent a lot of the weekend sort of haggling over the budget. Did they actually manage to get anything done?
Well, not a lot in the House, but the Senate did approve the bonding package that I just described and also a fairly substantial gun bill. It's that bill we've been reporting about that creates statewide standards for issuing gun permits, taking a lot of the discretion away from local sheriffs to deny a permit. It received bipartisan support in the Senate, now goes to the House, but it faces some trouble there. There was concern Saturday as the budget negotiations wore on that some Democrats were threatening to withhold their support for the budget bills if the gun bill were adopted. Now, it has near solid support from Republicans, so Democrats don't need all of their members to vote for it to have enough support to pass. But if Democrats start peeling off on the budget, which Republicans refuse to support, then they're in trouble. So we're not sure yet whether that bill's going to come up for a vote. One bill that did make it through both chambers on Saturday creates a new debt collection office within state government. According to lawmakers, there's more than $500 million in outstanding debt owed to the state. So they want a three-member team to start going after Iowans. And this would direct county treasurers to refuse to renew somebody's vehicle registration if they owe money. It allows the state to subpoena your phone or utility records to find a current phone number or address for you. But if you do owe money, don't freak out. There's going to be this amnesty period from September 1st to November 30th. And if you pay half of what you owe in court debt, the rest will be forgiven. So some get tough and some forgiveness all in the same bill.
So legislators are returning today, despite having hoped to be done by now. When are they now hoping to adjourn?
Lawmakers had said from day one they want to adjourn in 80 days. That would be Wednesday, although they really do hope to be out by tomorrow. Senate Majority Leader Mike Gronstall says every day they're not in session saves the state $35,000 to $40,000. That's their goal, to save the state money.
All right. Well, thank you, Janine.
Thanks, Sarah.